They'd put up the clothes on the plank and get the water at the canal and just beat the clothes.
It was a lumber there. It's about 10, 12 inches square with a hammer there.
Uh-huh.
And they'd go on the board and keep wetting their clothes and beat it with that.
Uh-huh.
I'd call that washing. That's their batois.
Batois.
Uh-huh.
It was French. Now English, I don't know what was the name of it.
But now, I don't know no other way word for it.
I've seen Mama done that many times. Mm-hmm.
What about the big thing they could have in the yard for heating the water?
A big wash pot, yeah,
uh-huh.
Heat the water.
Any other name for wash pot?
And chaudière à savon, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about something you could use for heating up water to make hot tea in? The thing with little spout?
And a bone?
Or
a kettle?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word kettle used to mean that wash pot they have? Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Tea kettle?
No, I mean, did you ever hear people
mm-hmm.
say kettle to
mm-hmm.
mean the big one?
No. Mm-hmm.
What about them nowadays? If you wanted to get your clothes clean, you might send them to the
laundry?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do people used to use that word laundry to mean washing and ironing?
Yes, a la laundry, yeah.
Huh?
A la laundry, they would call it.
French.
Uh-huh.
French, a la laundry.
Do you mean the place, though?
Yes.
Did people ever say, I have to do the laundry? Or did they say, I have to do the washing and ironing?
That's how they used to say it in the olden time, yes. Je vais faire mon lavage et mon repassage.
Uh-huh.
That was French, you know. Je vais faire mon lavage et mon repassage.
Huh?
Mon repassage, ironing. I'm going to do my washing and my ironing.
Uh-huh. People never said, I got to do my laundry.
Mm-mm. That's how they used to say it in the olden time, but now they got a new word for it now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do my laundry.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to hang up a picture, you say you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
And what's the nail in?
Nail it in the wood, nail the nail in the on the wall to hang
uh-huh.
up the picture.
And you say, every day I take my car and I what into town?
Drive into town.
Okay. And you say, yesterday I what into town?
I drove my car into town.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say, a child might say, I have never what a car.
I've never drove a car.
Okay. And you know, on some houses,
mm-hmm.
you have the boards on the outside like this.
Weatherboarding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what difference on buildings do people have on their farms?
What sort of building they have on the farm?
Uh-huh. What are some of the different buildings, you know?
Different things.
Oh, on a farm, well, let's say you have your barn
mm-hmm.
that you put your corn in, and you have your upstairs for your hay.
What do you call that upstairs? Any special name for that?
Grenier. In French, we call it the grenier, and the bottom part to put the corn, the magasin.
Uh-huh.
And the potato house that's separate to put the potatoes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now the cow shed, that's for the cattle to put themselves when it's raining.
Mm-hmm. What, any special place for the corn? Did you ever hear a special name for the building for the corn?
Yeah, a long time back.
What was it?
Silo.
Oh, to save the corn, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Silo the corn?
Uh-huh. I was thinking
which I've never seen that. A crib.
What was the crib? English,
that's where
we, at the barn, where we put the corn.
That's what I say, we called it the barn, on our place on magasin, French.
Crib, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
English.
And English was the crib.
Is the barn French? Or barn is English?
English.
English, yeah.
But barn and crib means the same thing?
The same. Now like your